Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Their certified pre-owned spring sales event is on, with special incentives on 2017 to 2020 vehicles. Visit MercedesBenzCountryHills.ca.
In the last 24 hours, the Flames have made two trades ahead of today's NHL trade deadline on Sunday night. It was David Riddick to Toronto for a 2022 third-round pick, and today, Sam Bennett, along with a 2022 sixth-round pick, goes to Florida in exchange for a 2022 second and prospect winger Emil Heinemann. It's all deadline all day, and on our Daily Flames Roundtable, that's where we're going as well. It's Pat Steinberg, Will Nault, and now the radio voice of the Calgary Flames, Derek Wills, joins us to complete our roundtable. Let's start with the Bennett deal today, gentlemen. Calgary gets a 2022 second and a gentleman who was a second-round pick in 2020 of the Florida Panthers. What did we make of the long-rumored, long-anticipated Sam Bennett trade?
Well, part of me sad to see Sam Bennett go. Highest pick in the history of the franchise and a guy who's done some great things for the Flames. Of course, he had that four-goal game against the team that he was just traded to. The Panthers back in January of 2016 was, I think, their best skater, maybe even their best player in their last two trips to the Stanley Cup playoffs. But after he scored 18 goals and produced 36 points in his rookie season, he's underachieved during the regular season. So I can understand the team wanting to give him a fresh start. And I think Brad Treleaven got really good return. And we talked about it on the postgame show following Saturday's 5-0 victory over the Oilers. And you and I were texting back and forth for a long time last night about it as well. I just didn't think that getting a mid to late third round pick was enough. I'd rather keep Sam Bennett and either expose him in the expansion draft or, you know, try to protect him somehow and re-sign him to allow him to maybe take that next step under Daryl Sutter. We're talking about a player who had 6 points in the first 32 games this season and has 6 points in his last six games. So he was playing better, but hey, you get a guy in Emil Heinemann who was a mid-second round pick last season, and you get what's probably going to be, a mid to late second round pick in 2022, when hopefully the world will be back to some sort of normal and teams will have a better idea of who they're drafting, unlike this year when they haven't had an opportunity to even see some players. So I think the return that Brad Treleaven got for Sam Bennett was really, really good, especially with what was kind of rumored to be the return potentially for him. And it's, again, sad to see him go. I don't think the Flames are as good a team without him as they were with him. But he was playing on their fourth line, so I don't think it's a hole that they can't fill moving forward for the rest of this season.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's tough to see him go, and I'm sure he, you know, as I'm not trying to say that anything he said the last week has been untruthful. I think he really enjoyed playing under Daryl Sutter. To Derek's point, I think that the production had gone up. I think he was happy with his role and with the direction, you know, things were going. But at the end of the day, I think the bottom line is that, you know, he can tell you that he likes playing under Daryl Sutter, but I think at the end of the day, Sam Bennett wanted a fresh change, and that thought was always going to be there, and I think that was going to be the same come the summertime and negotiations. So you get a return like this on the table if you're Brad Treleaven, and you're going to make that move. I think it was right to move on. You know, again, I think this is a guy that was well beloved by fans, whether it be because of the draft position or because of the playoff play. You know, this is a guy that was, you know, had a ton of fanfare. And so, you know, anytime you see six seasons like that go, it's going to be quite the change. But a change that I think was needed, Pat. And for me, you know, 6 points in his last six games, you can probably thank Daryl Sutter a little bit for upping that trade value. And for me, you know, I just don't think it was ever going to work here in terms of getting back to maybe that player they wanted him to be, hopefully, and maybe it works in Florida. We'll have to wait and see, but I see him as a replaceable bottom six guy, and I think the Flames will be okay replacing that when it's all said and done.
Well, first of all, I think Calgary got really good return for him, a prospect and a second-round pick. It's more than I thought they were going to get. So I think that they did a really nice job in terms of maximizing the return, and I think really sold the Panthers, who are going to the playoffs and who want to make a splash once they're there. I think really sold the Panthers on, look what this guy has done in the postseason. So I think the Flames did well on the return for Bennett. I really do. And here's what I'll say. I think this needed to happen. As soon as late January hit and we found out from Elliot Friedman that he had requested a trade, it was my belief that it needed to happen at some point. And it had been my belief for quite some time that Bennett was never going to flourish here in Calgary. I believe the expectations, the pressure, the noise that surrounded him being the highest draft pick in Calgary history, I believe that was going to hold it back from ever getting to where maybe it could be. So I guess in saying that, the one thing I would caution to Flames fans, Derek, is that if Bennett goes to Florida and has a great run there this year and re-signs there and turns into a 40-point player each season or something like that, to me, it's like, okay, you have to be okay with that because it was never going to happen. I truly believe it was never going to happen in this city and with this organization, and that's why a change of scenery, I think, was so needed. So I thought it was a good trade, specifically knowing the guy wanted a change of scenery, and I think they got good return for him. I really do.
Yeah, it's not like they traded him to the Oilers. I mean, that would be terrifying for me because the last thing you would want is for Sam Bennett to reach his potential with your arch rival or even another team in your division or even another team in your country. I know there was some talk about the Maple Leafs maybe being interested in Bennett, but I do think that he will benefit from a fresh start, kind of like he benefited from what he saw as a fresh start under Daryl Sutter. I think he was starting to play better. And, you know, Sutter is a veteran coach who has a lot of respect, obviously. And obviously the same can be said for the guy who's going to be playing for the Panthers and Joel Quenneville, who has won 3 Stanley Cups. So I think Sutter was starting to squeeze a bit more out of Bennett. I think Quenneville will probably be able to continue that. And I wish Sam all the best. I mean, of all the players the Flames have had since I got this job back in 2014, 2015, I think Mark Giordano is the only guy who I've probably had a chance to get to know better than Sam Bennett. And, you know, Sam was drafted, obviously, that summer, and I kind of watched him grow up as an NHL player. And I don't have one bad thing to say about Sam Bennett, the person. I think he's an outstanding human being. I think the floor was unfortunately too low, even though the ceiling was really high, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I wish Sam all the best with the Panthers and hope he has success there.
That's the one move made today, Bennett to Florida. The move that was made last night involved the Maple Leafs. David Riddick gets sent from Calgary to Toronto for a 2022 third-round pick. It's our Daily Flames Roundtable. He's Derek Wills. He's Will Nault. My name is Pat Steinberg. A thought on that deal and David Riddick joining the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Again, good return, Pat, especially when you compare it to what the Sharks got in return for Devan Dubnyk, because those were the two teams that I thought would be a really good fit for David Riddick, the Avalanche and the Maple Leafs, because for me, two legitimate Stanley Cup contenders who also have legitimate question marks between the pipes. And I don't think that you can go into the postseason and consider yourself to be a legitimate Stanley Cup contender when you have question marks at the game's most important position. So not surprised to see the Avalanche address that with Devan Dubnyk and the Maple Leafs address it with David Riddick. And, you know, he's a guy, as Brad Treloving has said, and I think we all saw it the same way prior to the GM pulling the trigger and making this move, is that Riddick probably wasn't coming back next season. I mean, unrestricted free agent. A player who wants to have an opportunity to, if not be the number one goaltender, at least compete for a starting job and maybe be at worst a 1B. And that opportunity wasn't going to be here with the Flames because, you know, Jacob Markstrom is in year one of a 6-year contract. He's the guy. He's going to be the guy moving forward. And I just don't think there was going to be an opportunity outside of an injury to Markstrom for Riddick to steal his job. So you have to get what you can for assets that are diminishing. And certainly when you're talking about unrestricted free agents like Riddick, he had until today to get something back for him. So good work again by Brad Treloving to get a third round pick. And I believe it's in 2022 again, isn't it, guys?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, again, you might not think much of that, but we've talked a lot about this 2021 draft class being a big unknown because teams have played limited games, if they played any games at all. So I think you're going to have a much better idea of the player that you're drafting in 2022 than you will in 2021, especially once you get out of that top 10 and what looks like a pretty deep group of players there. So, again, good work by Brad Treleving to cash in on an asset. The one thing I would say, and this isn't in any way, shape, or form a knock on the general manager, because if the team was in a different position, I think he would have done different things at this deadline. But the team is where they are. They're unlikely to make the Stanley Cup playoffs for a third straight season. So you have to try to cash in a little bit. But the Flames aren't as good without David Rittich and Sam Bennett as they were with those two players. So for me, the question is, can Jacob Markstrom be a workhorse down the stretch and give the Flames a chance to win every night as they try to get back into the playoff race? And who's going to fill that spot that Sam Bennett was playing? And I know it's only a fourth line role. He was playing some penalty kill time as well. So it's going to be interesting to see who Daryl Sutter uses on that line and in that penalty kill time with Sam Bennett gone. But just, I guess, something else for us to talk about moving forward, right, fellas?
Yeah, absolutely. And so we'll see what, you know, that fit looks like. But yeah, I don't have a lot to add, to be honest, Pat.
Okay. For me, I give a lot of credit to the Flames in being able to not just get the return they got for David Rittich, but also when it comes to the fact that they basically got this guy for nothing, for a guy that was scouted out of the Czech Republic when they were looking for another player, a guy that they signed completely unknown, for him to come here and be an NHL goaltender for three seasons. Yeah, Derek, I know he didn't turn into the number one goaltender that a lot of people thought he could. And I know that they went out and they signed Jacob Markstrom this past offseason because they felt they needed to get a number one goalie. But I really look at this as a true success story. Like you were able to turn him into a third round pick, and you signed him 4 years ago, 5 years ago for nothing. You got three good seasons. You got some really high-end play out of him. I don't think Rittich was coming back. I really don't. I think he would like an opportunity to be at least in a tandem as opposed to being a number two, which he will definitely be here under Markstrom. I don't think the Flames were willing to pay him $2.75 million again, knowing that we're talking about a cap situation that ain't increasing. So it just didn't seem realistic that he was going to be back next year. But I think it was a real success story for him being here. And he was such an easy guy, such an awesome guy to deal with, and a really easy guy to cheer for, even on the ice, even if you didn't get an opportunity to know him. I could tell you on social media last night, Derek, that Flames fans were pretty choked to see this guy go. Like the return, understood why, but the emotion, all that type of stuff. He really was a guy that was absolutely beloved by Flames fans. So I give Rittich a ton of credit. I think the organization hit with him in signing him, and I like the return for him, knowing there weren't a ton of landing spots for him to go to.
Yeah, it's hard not to love David Rittich. And it's funny because the two players we're talking about here, Sam Bennett and David Rittich, don't you guys think they're kind of polar opposites personality-wise? Like, both really good guys. But Sam's quiet and David's the opposite. But at times, I think there's a lack of emotion, a lack of guys who aren't afraid to just be themselves and to be real in this game. But that's not David Rittich. I mean, he's a guy who, in wins and in losses, wore his heart on his sleeve. And yeah, he's a guy who you couldn't help but to like and to cheer for.
He cared.
So it's he cared, absolutely. And it's not like other guys don't care, but you saw David Rittich really cared and really wanted to help this team win. So I look even forward to next season, guys. It's going to be really interesting to see how Sheldon Keefe uses David Rittich this season. And boy, how weird will it be if he's the starting goaltender for the Maple Leafs against the Flames tomorrow night? And I think there's a pretty good chance it's going to happen. But you know, you've got Jack Campbell, who right now I think is the Maple Leafs' number one guy. He certainly has been their best goaltender this season. But there are really some big concerns there when it comes to his ability to stay healthy. So that's a question mark for the Maple Leafs. Then you've got Frederik Andersen, who during the regular season has played at a really high level in his career with both the Ducks and the Maple Leafs, but you know, he hasn't been able to stay healthy this season. And even when he's been healthy, he hasn't been elite. That's for sure. So maybe the Maple Leafs are a good fit for David Rittich, not only this season, but moving forward into next season. He obviously wouldn't be the number one guy if Campbell is healthy and coming back, but he might look at it as an opportunity to be the number two guy behind a number one guy who's had a hard time staying healthy. So we'll see how it works out longer term, but short term, I think a really good insurance policy for the Maple Leafs, who appear to be a legitimate Stanley Cup contender.
And just quickly, before we let you roll, in the 5 o'clock hour, Craig Conroy is joining us in just a few minutes. We'll hear from Sam Bennett as well, and we'll run down all of the trades on headlines. Just anything else, Derek, last word to you that surprised you that did or did not happen with the Flames today?
Well, I'm just going to take a shot at myself here. Normally, the meat is the best part of the sandwich, but when you sandwich me between Elliot Friedman and Craig Conroy, well, the bread's the best part of this sandwich.
I think I love you. I love you as the meat.
I'm just going to stay away from that.
You could not open the door for me and not expect me to say so.
And then he passes me the hot potato. Like, are you kidding me?
I don't want the hot potato. A couple of trades that three trades actually I really like. I'll go through them quickly. I like the Oilers adding Dmitry Kulikov. They're a team that needs to be better defensively. They've got those two superstars up front and Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. They can score a lot of goals, but Dmitry Kulikov makes their top four better. So getting him for a conditional fourth, I think, is a good deal. Taylor Hall and Curtis Lazar. I know Hall's had a horrible season with the Sabres. Lazar's actually had a pretty good season playing for a terrible team. But to get those two guys for less than what the Flames got for Sam Bennett, I think that is a win for the Bruins, and I think Hall could certainly fit into and improve their top six. So to get him for Anders Bjork, who is a fifth-round pick in 2014, and a second-round pick, I think really good return, and that's for the Bruins, not so much for the Sabres, who I don't think really capitalized on some of their assets at this deadline. And then the last one I really liked, and this one might be a bit of a controversial take because they gave up a lot to get him, but I think Anthony Mantha could be an absolute beast for the Capitals. And I know they gave up a lot in Jacob Vrana and Richard Ponick and a first and a second round pick in 21 and 22 respectively. But I think it's a good trade for both teams. The Red Wings are early in a rebuild, so they kind of add some assets, both a couple of players and a couple of picks. And Mantha is a guy who goes to a team that is in a win now window and a team where I think he fits in perfectly with his size and his skill set. When you think about how big and heavy the Capitals can be now with Alexander Ovechkin and Tom Wilson and now Anthony Mantha, for me, he's a perfect fit for that team and the type of guy you need to have come the Stanley Cup playoffs when games get big and heavy. So those are a few of the standout trades for me, fellas.
Good stuff, Wilsey. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a game day. We can focus on Milan Lucic's 1,000th game and a whole lot more then. But for now, enjoy the rest of your Monday. Thank you, pal.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Their certified pre-owned spring sales event is on, with special incentives on 2017 to 2020 vehicles. Visit MercedesBenzCountryHills.ca.